Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I'm going to make this solemn promise to you. We have lots and lots of sports content today, but there is something happening.
I think I found him on Facebook.
Oh my God. There is something happening on the fan text right now. Frankel and Frankel, Andrew Turney, text line 877-881-1053. There are numerous people who are texting in.
Somebody just texted and said, it's me and his name.
Okay. Well, if it was you, I hope you know what I'm talking about. We got four independent texts and was like, hey, was it this person? It must have been this person. And I did not remember that person's last name. But you know what? I think it was that person. If you've texted in what you think that guy's last name was, I think you're right. Jeez. And this is crazy.
Yeah, Kevin, I feel like this isn't good for you. This isn't a good look. You may have destroyed this guy's life.
I doubt that feels.
And I think you're gonna have to bring him on the show and have an hour long sit down with him.
Oh my gosh. About that sounds like a podcast.
The moments that y'all had, the times that y'all shared, and how you can reconcile and forgive here in the future. And if he comes on and he's a jerk, then we can really roast him.
Okay.
Like, that's what we can do here. Hopefully it's not that same person.
And also, this is kind of blowing my mind. I just want to say for the record, I don't think your life should be ruined if you were kind of an asshat in high school. I think we should chalk that up to it was high school, and of course you were. But
you think everybody was kind of an asshat in high school?
In their own way. I bet like 85%. I do think there were genuinely like 15, maybe 20% of people who have always just been good and kind to all humans.
Thank you.
The way it should be. I don't know if you were at the top of my list for that. But I will readily admit I was not one of those people. And
oh man, this is a really important one from the 817. Nobody else on the planet calls it a fence door. So
not true.
Is,
yeah. Not true. I found two people.
They just wanted to be on your good side.
Now, to RJ's point, there are 8 billion people, and I found two that agreed with me. That was one of the more astounding defeats I've had. I get defeated all of the time, frequently by Corey, but usually I can find a decent subsection of people who are on my side. I found two against, I don't know,
another
like 800.
One? Another person texted in. You're talking about oh my gosh.
They know? Wow. I had no idea. We had such a...
Well, I got a bunch of people with his name pulled up on Facebook, Kevin. We'll go through and see if it's him in a little bit. See if we can really drill down on how he may have changed his life.
Okay, I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope that things are going great for him.
The 469, if I met my high school self, I'm throwing that guy in a trash can.
Yes.
I understand.
Yes.
Some people are.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of us probably feel that exact same way. All right. I promise you we have lots of sports, and we do have lots of sports. So what I would like to start with you fine fellas today, if we can, all the options for the Cowboys to actually improve their defense. And I want to go ahead and throw this out there. If you missed Sean and RJ's interview with Jerry Jones today, if you missed our interview with Stephen Jones yesterday, it was made abundantly clear that right now, Matt Eberflus is going nowhere. All right. And so I thought that's why this topic could hopefully be interesting, because I know people are like, Eberflus, Eberflus. All right. Well, we talked to the two people who are in charge yesterday and today, and they both said pretty matter-of-factly, he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. I honestly wouldn't do that either if I was the GM at this moment. Because,
can you tell me why?
Because I'm judging the players on the field at the same time. And I know, and
fair.
I have to be honest with myself. I put those players on the field.
True.
I got the linebackers that aren't good enough to do their job. I was the one that signed the cornerbacks that are injured and have problems right now and drafted an injured cornerback to replace some of those guys. I'm the one. So if I'm looking at people to blame, I got to start with me. They don't do that. The guys they got are perfectly fine, capable.
Sure. Sure.
And you guys approved them, right?
Sure.
A lot of that. So that's the first thing. Now I'm saying, okay, can I go get you better players right now? Can I find other ways? Well, what are they saying? They're on the way.
Yeah.
DeMarvion Overshown is on the way.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
And then as Steven told us yesterday, that's a full ramp-up period, not a thing where it's going to be like, all right, you're going to hit the ground running. So yeah, that's why, Kevin, is I wouldn't fire him right now because – I haven't fixed all the other problems, and I hired the guy because I thought he can be a good and serviceable defensive coordinator. I got to give him time to work with the crap product I've given him.
You don't know where to go
and
back.
I'm sorry. The product that I don't think is up to par. I shouldn't say crap.
I want to go back to what you were just talking about with Steven in terms of a full ramp up process. So I saw an article, you know, because I know Shoddy, I think he had said, hey, maybe in a week or two, Overshown's window could be open. Well, then that's another 3 weeks. So he's not right around the corner. Like, it's 5 weeks away. All right. So we rule that out. Let's talk about what you can actually do. And I want y'all's feedback, of course, but I threw out a couple of ideas as well.
Well, okay, hold on. Let's establish something real quick. Are the draft picks that you acquired from Green Bay usable products?
Yes.
Okay. For you?
Not for me.
Okay. Because you said that you don't think this team specifically,
correct,
even though the season's long,
correct,
you're like, nope, I don't like it. I wouldn't use those to trade for anything, right?
Correct.
Okay.
I just think that is a mistake. I don't know
if Max Crosby came up,
I would say no. And I know that there's a lot of people out there who would be furious about that. I would say no, because I don't think that gets you to where you want to be this season. And then you're going to face a whole lot of issues, salary cap and age wise going forward with him. I feel like I've been clear. I'm not looking to add right now. And I know that infuriates a lot of Cowboys.
That's the only thing I think you, that's the only place where I am, is that that's the only place I think you can fix this team.
Okay.
Right now, is by adding.
All right.
Otherwise, I'm with you.
So
just wait until next season.
That makes sense. But I want to pitch out some ideas and see how you feel about
play
the
more
merit
man
of any of these. All right. Now, that is an intriguing question to start. Do you want to pay, you're paying two quarterbacks $20 million plus per season. So do you really need to play so much zone defense? And I mean, you could even massively scale down your zone defense and still run it, 65, 70% of the time?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge drop. Would you like to see more man coverage, or do you actually think that that might expose more of the flaws, maybe specifically with Diggs?
Yeah, I would love to see more man coverage.
Okay, me too.
Because Diggs feels more comfortable in that. I mean, we've seen it before, as long as he has the safety help to go along with it. And listen, our safety's struggling. And Jerry...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did mention Malik Hooker in that part of the conversation that, hey, don't forget we don't have that guy out there. Wanye Thomas, as much as we love him, maybe a step down.
Sure.
But there's really good qualities about him. Got to figure out how to use him. Donovan Wilson's being used incorrectly. So is that helping when the man coverage comes about? Are they playing cover, that cover two? They're not healthy completely, I don't believe.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons that their bodies have to get back into the playing shape that they're used to. But I would say, yeah, we got to start challenging those guys to go be what they are. And if they're getting beat, they're going to have to figure a way out to not get beat, because they're going to be accountable to their teammates. Those guys in that locker room aren't going to let that slide that long.
So let's go back to Donovan Wilson then. Donovan Wilson is not particularly good in coverage and loves to hit. Would you try him out at linebacker? Now, I understand at linebacker, you're still going to have some coverage assignments, but it feels like the possibility for disaster coverage-wise at linebacker is just naturally going to be lower than it is at safety. And if he loves to hit people, let's get him in there and see if he can break up some of the second-level runs. I'm not saying it fixes it, but do you want to try it?
I mean, you're doing basically kind of a Dan Quinn thing then, right?
Yes.
And Kevin, I mean, quite honestly, if I'm doing that, I might even be looking at a different style of defense altogether.
Okay.
My style is probably a little more 3-4, but I still don't feel like I have the size at linebacker to do that, what I want to do, because then that's going to kill me on the run. But didn't I just fix the run but with my defensive tackles? I think Jerry's readily admitting that he likes their pass rush, but he also doesn't feel like he has a defensive end that can play the run and pass rush.
That, I think, is very fair.
Michael was not that.
No.
And I think Jerry's admitted that a couple of different times without completely saying it. He's just like, no, we are still working on how to stop the run.
Right.
And I think that's one of the main reasons. I think Nealon was the guy that I was hoping would be that. I don't want to move Donovan Wilson to linebacker, size being a big factor there.
Okay.
And your lack at safety.
Flatten out or even up your rotation of defensive linemen. So, we'll just take this last game for an example. Marshawn Nealon played 20 plays. Now, I think he would have played more if not for his ankle bothering him. Dante Fowler, 18 snaps. Then you have Sam Williams and Ezeraku, who played 37 and 38 snaps respectively. And then you have James Houston, who only played 14 snaps. Now, back to the point that you just made, I don't think anyone is here to argue that James Houston is also a run stopper in addition to a pass rusher. But would you like to see maybe, for example, fewer Sam Williams snaps and more James Houston snaps?
I want to make one more comment real quick.
Okay.
Situationally, I would like to see Donovan Wilson as a linebacker.
Okay.
Situationally.
Okay.
Yes, I want to see more Ezeraku snaps. That's coming, I believe, as he's developing. They're trying to figure out, how he does in the run and how he can not get pushed down into the pile and get, seal the edge off. James Houston, he's a pass rush specialist.
For sure.
Can he stop the run? And also, Kevin, here's something else. I need to go look at the numbers on this. In most expected run situations, are teams running against the Cowboys, or in most expected pass run situations, they're going back? It's 50-50.
See, my guess would be 50-50, because prior to this last game, we all talked about how you can almost pass on the Cowboys at will.
Yeah, and I feel like the last two games, the Jets and Panthers were like, well, we can run the ball. So that's two different things there. I would like to see more James Houston opportunities. I understand they're saying we don't think he has the legs for it to be able to play that many snaps. But I mean, these At one point, Kevin, didn't Clowney have 13 snaps in the first half?
Yeah.
Is his body not ready for it?
I think, and that was actually closer to the fourth quarter when he was only at 13 snaps. And so I think there can be a compromise there.
The rotation needs to be more suitable.
Exactly. So let's take James Houston once again as an example. You can say that you don't think he has the legs or situational opportunities for, let's say, closer to that 30 snap count. I think that's totally fair. But what if we jumped it up from 13 to 20 or something like that? I just think that when you look at this rotation, maybe you see a little less Sam Williams or whoever your person is. Maybe you think Ezeraku needs to be eased up just a little bit, and then perhaps more for Houston, perhaps more for Clowney, because you're not stopping the run anyway.
I agree with the 806. Sam Williams has regressed.
Me too.
He doesn't look as explosive as he did 2 years ago. And that's a big concern because I'm not seeing him beat anybody. And that's I'm having a hard time seeing the dude that we were like, he will be a good rotational piece. And then the Cowboys are like, no, he's going to be a starter. You're like, hold on. We always thought of him as a rotational piece.
Yeah.
They're like, you don't know what we know, boys.
I mean, I guess. Good for them. Another one to consider. Maris Leifau. So they used him in this last game, and I know it's just one game, but this is the game that we're all focused on because you're like, wow, you took all of the worst parts of the defense and combined them into one game. So, right? That's what it feels like. So Maris Leifau, 27 snaps at strong side linebacker. Would you like to see maybe more snaps for him and maybe a little bit slide down for Shamar James? I know Shamar James, once again, is making tackles, but when you look at the way the Cowboys like to kind of alternate their linebackers, for example, I wonder if you could scale down a little bit on Shamar James, still have him out there plenty, and have some more Maris Leifau, because I will tell you one thing about Leifau, and I know he comes with his flaws as well. Okay. It feels like he's most apt to be making plays for this team.
Okay, here's the thing. We need to figure out how to meld Leifau and Shamar James. Because here's the thing with James. The tackles that he makes are the tackles that are immediate.
Yeah.
He makes the tackle that he's supposed to make. Maris Leifau makes plays.
Yes.
So that was,
but not always the tackle.
When we watched Jalen, as somebody says, Jalen Sunglasses Smith in college, we were like, that dude makes the tackles he's supposed to make and plays Superman too. He makes plays. Sean Lee made plays. Van Der Esch would make some plays, but he also made those tackles. That's Shamar James is the guy that is the pass landed here.
Yeah.
I made the play.
Right.
Maris Leifau will miss on that play, but then make something special happen where you're like, what the hell? So I'm guessing I'll take more Leifau, but I do have to make up, Kevin. If I have a couple of different guys on the field, three, four different guys, my pass rush isn't good, my run can't stop, and now I have a couple guys that are going to whiff on plays down the field, I have questions.
Okay, so believe it or not, I think that's what I want to lean into, all right?
Just put all the players out there and go.
Because you're not doing well on the rush defense.
Did you see Atlanta go after Josh Allen last night and just get after him?
And they
just said, go, guys.
And that's the thing. So if I'm going to turn loose, at least occasionally, I'm not saying every single sequence, every single play, but if I don't think you can cover anyway and you're giving up huge plays, especially in zone, and you can't get to the quarterback, then why not run some of these more unique formations where you're like, hey, we still can't do those things, but you know what? We might be able to get to the passer. Or you know what? We might be able to be more likely to force a turnover. So there's just some ideas. I know people would love to make a trade or get rid of Eberflus, but you're not going to get rid of Eberflus, and I still think long-term it's not a good idea to get rid of those draft picks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.